Hello, ladies and gentlemen of the internet. Welcome to another episode of the Musing Women Chaka Show. This is the conversational podcast where, in this case, five friends gather around these microphones, each with their own random topics of discussion to hash out for your amusement. If you like this video, give us a thumbs up, share us with your friends, and subscribe for more content. I am your host, Louis Menchaca, and be a part of the conversation. Comment below with any suggestions for topics, reactions to anything that's said, or feedback for the show.
Oh, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, almost flubbed a little bit there. So you say, remember, you can follow me on Twitter. All of us on Twitter, all the Twitter handles are all below right there. Just bam. Just, open up another browser.
88 all across the board, XBL, PSN, Nintendo,
Twitch. PSN, Nintendo Network, XBL, Twitch, all across the board, easy to remember. And if 140 characters are not enough for you, I understand. You can email me, boomchakalaka4@gmail.com. And goddammit, I forgot to silence my phone. And Tipsy is on his way. That means there are going to be six people on the podcast?
I don't know, man. I call not sharing.
All right, well, fuck.
I'll share.
I don't even know how we can fit. Like, can we actually fit a six body up in this bitch?
We can make it happen. We're all Mexican.
Stay tuned to find out.
Stay tuned. So let's see here.
Part two of the...
Part two. We're just going to just jump cut to, like, Tipsy just appearing. Well, we'll figure it out as we get there. All right. Let's see here. Where was I in the thing? Oh, yeah. Boomchakalaka4@gmail.com for anything long form you want addressed on the show. And the last part, you can also download this... this here show on iTunes MP3 format for all those people who like to multitask. And let's see here. This is episode 35 of the Musing with Chaka Show. That's a very long gap in time, and I'm sorry for not being able to consistently upload, but, you know, it's hard to schedule these things. I mean, look at this. We got a very talented cast here. So joining me today, to my right, we got... What was your nickname? I forgot it. God damn it. What was it? The champion, Clemente.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
I didn't make that up.
The champion, Clemente. Got it. Right, and next to him, we've got the apparatus, Christian.
DNA?
There you go. There you go. All right. Next to him, we got the hair, Israel.
What up?
This is going to be a bitch. Maybe you can, like, center it closer?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Like, I meant, like, moving the screen.
Or would it be better? Oh, no, y'all are closer.
There you go. Like that, so that way it's... There you go. Figure it out. All right. And rounding out the table, for the time being, until Tiffy shows up, we got the musician.
Oh, that's messed up.
We got the musician, Joel. The musician, Joel. There you go. By the way, watch episode 34 of the Musing with Chaka Show, because that was the one episode that's starring Joel.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, last episode.
It is?
Yeah, dang. Starring Joel, not me. I'm like the co-star.
It's the conversation thing?
Yeah, the conversation one, yeah. Which was one of the best episodes.
Hell yeah.
One of the best episodes done in this series.
You hear that, guys? Best episode.
Yeah.
Dang.
All because I had to leave.
Yeah, well, that's true. Magic happens. Oh, yeah, magic happens when you're like, when you're,
you're what?
Constrained with creativity. You're like, you know what? We gotta, it's Lord. Potent to that's these true. Two people.
Pass me an app.
There we go. All
right. Dingy. Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lewis.
All right.
You gave me an
so, effort. Yeah, we got the introductions out of the way, and let's go ahead and get into topics. So, who wants to go first?
Not any of us.
Yeah. Don't you have a topic?
I already have a topic. I'm the only one who's ever fucking prepared to these fucking shit.
I wasn't even going to come.
I actually thought about.
After all, but
you actually I'm back. Well,
let him go
first. No.
No.
God damn it. See, I want to hold off because I know Tipsy's got fucking crazy stories.
Okay, right. Okay, well,
Chris, yeah, Israel, go ahead and start us off.
Well, I was thinking of a topic, and so I did what any normal person did. I went to Google.
Looked up topics.
Yeah, I looked up topics.
Well, oh my god.
And, this one, it says, what is the worst gift you could give to a newlywed couple?
The worst gift. Okay.
Right, so are we going to do that one?
Let's go for it. Let's roll with it.
I already have one. I thought of it. It's an Ashley Madison membership
for the guy.
Yeah,
God
that's
damn.
That's my. That'd be a horrible gift
to a newlywed couple.
An Ashley Madison gift. Let's see here. Romance store. Get him some whips and chains.
Oh my god!
Who now with chains?
Not the best. The worst.
The worst.
Okay. Let's see here. It's got to be something that obviously foretells that their marriage is gonna doom, right?
Yeah, a child. No, that's fucked up.
A love letter to the bride or the groom saying, "I've always loved you."
Oh wow. Or like an objection. Yeah.
Or he's just really not into the girl, but he wants the mom of the girl. That could break up.
So he's in it for the mom.
Yeah, he's like, fuck. He's like, this is my ticket to get it with the mom. He just wants the mom,
oh
dude.
Oh my god.
Goddamn.
I've seen it happen. Wait, that's just
how's this the worst gift?
How's that the worst gift? Yeah, exactly.
Talking about gifts.
For the girl that's like, for the bride, for the groom, he wants the bride's fucking mom. So that tears it apart because he's trying to fuck the mom and not the fucking.
We're talking about gifts you can give to people that just got
married. Like if you're going to the wedding.
I'm talking figuratively. God damn it.
Oh, all right. Well, what
are whatever.
I shouldn't even say that. No.
Okay.
All right. Well, this one's a bust. Sorry, Israel.
That's all right.
You're the weakest link.
I can come up with another one if we go around again.
Louis, why don't you start?
God damn it. All right.
I mean,
you know what? I'll have two topics just to save this one.
Okay.
Which is the last topic when I wanted to wait for Tipsy whenever we got your emergency come up last time about the whole serving and stuff like that.
Okay.
I want to do that topic still. And I think
I don't want it.
God damn. Yeah, I should probably hold that topic simply because we need it to be like, we need to get the comedy juices flowing.
Plus, like, we're going to have to rotate two microphones.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, we'll hold that topic.
Okay, well, we can do mine, I guess, if you want.
Yeah, which one is it?
This is again video game related, but out of all the games anybody like you all have played ever, what is your favorite music soundtrack to the game?
The score,
music soundtrack to the game. Okay, easy Mario, but that's easy.
Yeah, everybody knows
Pokemon,
that.
The Red Blue soundtrack, legit. Mm-hmm. Uncharted, Halo. Metal Gear Solid.
You already say The Legend of Zelda?
Oh, I forgot The Legend of Zelda.
How did you miss? That's like the first one.
Damn, I'm just thinking about like full-on orchestral, like badasses, so, like badass compositions.
Yeah.
But yeah, Legend of Zelda is up there, actually. Damn, I even have like the fucking soundtrack on CD.
I do too.
Two of them. I have two. I have the Twilight Princess and I have the 20th anniversary orchestral thingy.
25th
The Skyward Sword one. Yeah.
That one's good.
Clean.
Yeah. Probably Yoshi's Island and Kingdom Hearts.
I like Yoshi's Story better than Yoshi's Island.
That one's my
Yoshi's Story's fun too.
Hell yeah, I have that as a ringtone.
The one for the Yoshi's Island, the one for the SNES is my favorite one. Is it
Yoshi's Island? Yeah, Yoshi's Island.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
I guess the Smash Brothers soundtrack.
Yeah, that is a cop.
Well, that's
it has so many.
The originals, though, like the ones that are meant for the Smash originals, not the ones that they take from other games.
Okay. The ones that they compose specifically for Smash,
like a Melee theme or like a Final Destination theme.
Yeah. Halo. I mean, you can't.
Halo has a fucking badass. Nah, bro, it's up there, man.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Mega Man too.
Mega Man, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. There's, like, the symphony in fucking, like, Sweden or something, and they, like, perform all the symphonic scores and shit. They did one of Mega Man, Mega Man 1, a Legend of Zelda 1, what was the third one? Mario, yeah.
I always like it when they turn it into a rock, like an electric guitar.
No.
One. Like they
no. Not 8-bit, no. Wait, that's why stupid, dude.
Why? What's wrong with those things?
No, it's just ripping the song. It's like,
I know, but it's so good. Like, have you like Gerudo Valley in 64 Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, I know.
Whenever they electric guitar, but then it's with the electric guitar.
I don't like that.
Fucking rock.
There's this
whatever
guy. I can't remember the name of like the symphony. It's like I forgot what it was, but it's like they do it every year, and they do a bunch of video game music. They like perform like in an orchestra. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it's called. But it's really good.
So you could have just made it up right here.
No, it's like I can look it up and like.
There's like Symphonic Evolutions that does Pokemon.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Symphonic Evolutions, they do Pokemon.
Maybe just time code that. God damn it! There you go.
All right. Well, my favorite is Pokemon Generation 4.
Sinnoh.
Yeah,
that one's really good.
That's Diamond Pearl.
That one's good.
Diamond Pearl. I mean,
Well, it's nostalgic for me because I was like.
I don't remember those.
That was a Pokemon I played the most.
But then
when I
guess
it makes
sense.
It was like,
I had not. Or I had
that one
Pearl.
Was
they
good.
Had a lot of
I loved that one.
It was pretty great. I have the soundtrack on my phone.
It's really good.
Yeah, I ride my bike.
Yeah, nothing on Red and Blue.
I ride my bike on
nothing on the bike. Silver and Gold.
I can give you that one.
I love that's my favorite one. Like favorite Pokemon game of all time.
I've never played that one.
Game
Boy Color or Remix? Yeah. Which one did you play more?
The Game Boy Color,
okay,
like the original.
Cool. My seal of approval on that one.
Yeah.
Boom, stamp. Yeah. Take that, and you can take that to the bank.
And then they'll say, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, like, hey, I need to confirm this pearl and, I mean, no, gold and silver right here. Oh, my gosh. They just, like, have the little cartridge, like, here. How much is that worth? Nothing to the at the bank. Worth nothing.
All right. What's the next top? That's it? Joel? Oh, wait, Joel already said. You already said.
Yeah. I mean, Zelda's for me. Like, nothing tops that.
Hmm. All right, well, this will be a short podcast. Let's get it going. Fine. You know what?
It's being so short that I have no idea what the fuck this is my topic. I still don't know my topic.
All right. Let's see how we should.
Should we discuss the new Pokemon coming out? Sun and Moon?
Oh, yes. That's a good topic. Yeah, that's
all right, good topic. Sun and Moon. All right, the starters. I'm a little iffy about it. I'm Litten, not 100%
Litten,
sure.
Litten. Team Litten. Litten.
Everyone's team
it's lit.
No, yeah. I like
it. Or that little bird, the grass type.
Rowlet. Nobody likes the water Pokemon.
I do.
Why is it like there was like
he was like a little seal.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody.
I like that one.
Dude, it looks so badass though. Like I saw the gameplay and stuff. Looks crazy.
They're supposed to be. People think they're based on circus animals.
Yeah,
that's what they look like.
That's what Puppy looks like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like Litten, like the tiger. No, like the tiger through the hoop.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. I guess an owl. I don't know.
The owl looks like the
Hogwarts. I don't know. Fucking Harry Potter. Like
the announcer.
Oh, because
he has like the tiger.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the circus, the ringleader.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with like Hawaii though?
I have no clue.
Yeah, it's supposed to be based
well, like but... they like I think Litten's gonna be a jaguar. Like, kind of, like, in the island or whatever. But I don't know what the owl is going to look like. Because I think it's just going to stay grass flying. But
yeah. I hope Litten's going to be fire or dark.
Damn, would you be think so cool.
That'd be sick. That's why I'm Team Litten. Because fire dark is... Because
it's lit.
Because it's lit. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. And then we'll all just kind of, like...
We are. Bye, Christian.
It was nice being here.
God damn it.
I'm praying they make a dolphin Pokemon this generation.
I pray for a new Eeveelution.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Which type?
I mean, I wouldn't be disappointed if they didn't do one, but I guess that'd be cool.
Because was it Gen 3 is like the only... Or Gen 3 and Gen 5, I want to say. They didn't do any Eeveelutions in those Gen, right? Oh, no, yeah, like, in 5 they did. 5?
Didn't they do a fairy one?
They did 6. That was Gen 6, which is the one that we're on right now. I was going to say, I want to steal Eevee.
That'd be
and
cool.
I want a
Pokemon theme.
What about flying or dragon?
I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Poison.
Oh yeah, poison would be cool.
Yeah, we'll just steal poison. I say we can't ask for more than two at a time.
Yeah.
You said steel and poison.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, let's name them. What do you?
Name them.
Okay. Because they're always like Evian or Vaporeon, mm-hmm. Jolteon. Like, they're always Eon.
Umbreon.
Gaporeon.
Gaporeon!
That should have been the fairy one, though.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Gaporeon! Fuck, I love...
Valente's Twitch handle is Gaporeon.
Vaporeon.
It was his Instagram.
His Instagram, too? Mm-hmm. Damn.
And my PSN account.
And your PSN. All across the board. Easy to remember.
Welcome to the Clemente de la Cruz show.
Yeah. And then on top of that, what do you call it? Why didn't you make your Twitter handle at Gaporeon?
Well, Booty Flake is so much better.
That is true.
Somebody would steal it.
That is true.
People know him as Booty Flake.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Hmm. All right. And then, let's see here. Poison. Toxion.
Yeah, I was going to say Toxion.
Steelion.
Steelion.
Ship it.
Steelion.
Geodude. Geo-on. It'd be just like Jolteon. Mm-mm. It's like the same thing.
Geo-on.
They don't have a rock.
They don't have a rock.
That'd be weird, though.
Rock or steel. That would be weird.
It'd look like a fucking big
rim. Which ones do they not have?
They don't have ground.
Steel, poison,
oh, no, she's
flying, dragon. There's Glaceon.
Other ones. Let's take a look at all the types.
There's dark.
Type chart.
Okay. I have my Pokedex.
It's
awesome.
Pokemon.
Which I think of the other ones.
Type.
Bug.
There's no bug.
There's no bug. I went. That'd be weird.
Pokemon. It's gotta be Insecticon.
Benzion.
Let's take a look here. Chuck. Normal is EV. Fighting. There's no fighting EV.
Oh, fighting would be cool.
Boxion. That would be just
Boxion?
Boxion. She's a cardboard
fighting
box.
Fighting would be cool.
She's a cardboard
There's no
box.
Ghost. There's no ghost.
Boxion, no go. What's a box? Championship boxing.
There's no ghost EV. And then that's it. We've run through all
Spooky
of them.
Spookion.
Spookion.
Bye.
Damn.
I like that
That'd
one.
Be cool.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
Listen, Nintendo, my address is... send me send any checks.
Send
the checks.
Send the check right there. Anything else?
Fire. Oh, obviously, Flare.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Damn. All the, we've covered all the types. I just literally ran through all of them. Yeah. So we're missing it. Guess what? Just give us all of them right now in one gen, one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm. We'll just have one that's just Eon.
Eon.
All of them together.
Normal.
Well, and that's Eevee.
I didn't say she was normal.
Normal is Eevee. I mean, Eevee's normal. No. Unless Eevee evolves.
Evolves. Like a special type or something like that. No type.
If they were to invent a new like type, what would it be, though? That'd be cool. Like,
a new type.
A new invent a
fruit.
New type.
Yeah.
Fruit type.
Oh, my gosh.
Fruity watermelon Eon. Watermelon Eon.
Watermelon.
Bananion. Strawberryon. Strawberryon.
Let's see. I don't think they can make up a new type.
What about gang signs?
Oh my god.
Krippion. Bladion.
Okay. What about Pokemon? What Pokemon do you think we'll see that's based in like Hawaii? Like for me, I think there might be like
Hula.
Like some There's kind of exec like execu whatever, but with coconuts.
Executor
maybe?
Is
maybe.
Coconuts though.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's eggs, isn't it?
No, those things are coconut. It's like if you look at the Pokedex entries,
there's a pine
coconut.
Tree.
There's gonna be plenty of those in that region. I bet. Hmm. I'm calling
executor. He's calling it
executor.
Are there puffins in Hawaii?
Oh, the birds.
Yeah. They kind of look like penguins.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't.
Yeah.
Find.
Yeah.
I just want a Pokemon that's like a Jinx, but like has a hula skirt on.
That'd be so funny.
Like a hula
Pokemon. Hula Jinx.
Hula girl.
Hula girl.
Like hooligan or something. I don't know.
Oh my god.
But it's with a hula. I can spell hula.
Oh my god.
You can, Nintendo, you can email me my check at boomchakalaka4@gmail.com.
God damn it. Why do I know what you're going to say every time?
He's too predictable.
You can email it to my Google AdSense account. There you go. Bam, college.
PayPal, me.
And Snapcash.
Yeah. Dude, Snapcash is the future. Dude,
you can send me coins.
Snapcash.
Hell, you can just email me some download codes and shit. Like, there you go. You can pay me in codes. It's like you're gonna get Legend of Zelda on Wii U for free. Here's a code. It's like, oh shit, it's a demo. Okay, let's go. Before the game comes out. Well, let's go for it. I'll take it. All right. Whatever.
I would too.
Yeah.
I'd take it.
Yeah. This channel would fucking pivot so much and fucking pimp Nintendo so hard after that. I'll sell out like a fucking whore. The whore that I am.
Okay.
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 I don't know. The corporate whore that I am. Yes. Okay.
Sure.
No one has a clever comeback for that. Okay. You know what? I just like. It's like I'm trying to tee it to you like a tee ball, but then nobody wants to take a swing.
I don't want your ball.
There you go.
What are sports? What's that?
Oh my
gosh. That was my attempt at a joke.
What are sports? Yeah.
Wow.
It's my team.
My team. I want him to win. All right, my topic. Let's go ahead and just.
Yeah, wait,
I've been teasing
that.
It too long.
Okay, yeah.
All right, my topic is a dark, but it can also be funny.
A dark
and dangerous one.
It's a dark.
Let me take you down.
I'm already crying.
Let me take you down to a Genesis story, an origin story of sorts for all of us.
There you go.
I want to know about. I want everybody to tell their crazy ex girlfriend stories.
Oh man,
you're a bitch.
Like. I guess I'll go first since I'm.
Okay.
But I don't want to be like left hanging.
Lewis has had a girlfriend?
Is that.
Wow. Oh, that's messed up.
Damn.
Is that even real? Can we get a fact check on that?
Oh, that's up. Oh, that's messed up.
Can we get a Carfax on that?
Show me the Carfax.
Show me the Carfax.
The Carfax. Yeah, he's the fucking car fox.
It's equality.
I got a long list of names. I can just throw a scroll down and his kids keeps rolling and rolling and rolling, man.
Let's not get carried away.
He just kept on pushing the name generator.
Oh my god.
You kept pressing F5. He's like, refresh.
It's like, what's like, these names sound like so fucking fake. Ivana Humpalot?
He writes down that, prove you're not a bot. Oh, that sounds real.
All right, go for it.
All right.
Yeah, Louis.
So, let's
see. I call pass on this one.
No.
God, no, yeah. Fuck you.
I'm kidding.
All right. Anyways,
you don't
so.
Say your name.
No names. No
I'll
name
say the name. Oh, I'll no. give the origin story.
Just the at.
Damn.
I'll put the at. And I'll fucking post
like,
it.
You're gonna be like, okay, shit, you're gonna be calling me out of my shit. Bitches give a fuck.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
All right, no, because
what? Fuck
I'm
you,
gonna,
me.
Fuck you, me. I'm gonna be trying to censor name, and you're like calling me out on that shit. Anyways, hey, all right,
I'm just trying to rip that seat.
Oh my god.
Speaking of seat, damn. Okay. see, that's a foreshadow. Foreshadow to another story itself. Okay, so I have an ex-girlfriend, right?
What's
she
her name?
Is. We're gonna name her. Her name is Jane Doe. Okay.
Nah, you gotta say the name.
No, hell
is
no.
She hot?
I'm gonna say
no.
Fine.
She got,
I'm gonna
no.
Say,
by far, no. She
I'm gonna say fucking Barack Obama for my girlfriend. Then.
Okay.
Was she thick?
She was more than thick.
Oh,
oh no.
That's me.
Damn.
That's messed up.
That's fucked.
I know you into that kind
no,
of.
No, I like. I really. Okay. Well, I'm not. Am not into it, but.
But you liked it.
No, I
at
didn't
the time.
Like it.
At the time.
I wanted to give it a try. Okay. I mean, everyone likes to swing. take something out for us.
Do I know this person?
No.
Okay.
You don't.
Good.
So none of y'all do. That's good. That's good. All right. Anyways, so she and I started off as friends, and we were like, it was really like, you know, very cordial, very awesome. We were like flirting with each other, but it wasn't like I wasn't like intentionally flirting on purpose. Like I'm doing that. I just. You know, a flirty personality, like, because I'm Mr. Personality in this bitch, right? Fuck yeah. You guys. Anyways.
Share this podcast.
Anyways, so going into it, a friend of mine, not going to name him, but he says, yay, man, yo, so-and-so likes you. I was like, that's like, what? Whatever. I don't whatever.
Is this from Tony?
Huh? No.
Okay.
It's not. You know, you know the friend, but I'm not going to name him.
Tinter.
No. Anyways. No, just start naming everybody, but it's like, no, it's not.
He like
pulls
that lid.
And so I didn't really see her that way, but it became more and more obvious that she was into me, which, of course, is why wouldn't you be into this, right?
Fucking shit.
Damn.
Fuck you guys. Let me embellish.
That's a fake ass.
Like, let me embellish, okay?
Okay, embellish.
Okay, all right. So we started going out. Like, we were just I took her out to
for
the movies, right? And we were watching like Paranormal Activity before it came out, like, you know, and it was like demanded, you know, like that kind of shit.
The first one, though, right?
The first Paranormal Activity, and it was in select theaters.
That
one
was good.
Like that. And then, like, I remember, like, when we were like. It was scary. It was getting to the scary parts, and she would like squeeze my hand and stuff like that. We would hold hands.
So you said this is the worst story. Like,
yeah, this is it's getting there. Like,
okay, I'm like,
we're
you
building
sound like
up.
You're great.
Reservations.
He's like, giving us the prologue.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So she's a big girl. We've been going out, and I was
hey, you know, big girls don't cry, man.
Big girls need love too, but they just gotta pay.
Berkey, chill. Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
No, it's. I mean, like, how do I put it? It's the story of me trying to prove to myself that I'm not shallow because I didn't like her and I wasn't physically attracted to her, but like I was trying to, and I was young. Okay, I was like what 21 or so. I don't know, but I'm trying to tell myself like, no, fuck that. I'm not shallow. Listen, I'm not shallow. How? You know,
she's shallow,
and so I basically proved to myself that I am shallow, or at least, you know, I guess, like, you know, healthy extent or whatever. I don't know, but this I'm having my first kiss with her, you know, And we were on the top floor of a parking garage, the roof and stuff, and the wind is blowing, and there goes Tipsy out knocking on the door. God damn it.
I thought it was part of the thing.
Thank God.
Find out what happens next week on Dragon Ball Z.
I thought he was saying Tipsy was in the story.
Yeah, I was like, the I was so like, that was the guy.
So now,
fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. Again?
Fuck.
What up?
Hey.
We're already filming.
Hey.
Hey.
It's that boy.
Who that boy?
That boy Troy. So what's up with it?
I don't think we're going to be able to get you in. You might have to just sit it out. Tell you the truth. Oh, fuck you. Just pull up a chair and just watch this podcast. Fuck it. We'll just roll with it. All right. Back to where my story was at. Okay. Oh, should I wait for them to take a seat?
Let them do what they want.
I don't know. There's background noise.
It's gonna. There's no background noise. How are they going to hear that?
I mean, the mics might pick it up. I don't know. Anyways. Okay. So... I was gonna say, Tipsy Troy, like you can pull up chairs from over there in the dining room. God damn, man! You guys are raiding the shit out of my.
Going
pantry.
To a panty raid.
Panty raid.
Panty raid.
All right. So she and I were kissing on the top of the roof. And I'm talking about, like, the wind. You can feel the breeze. You can see the city light. You can see, like, everything is beautiful and scenic. It looks like a fucking movie,
it's
right?
It's perfect, yeah.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. I'm kissing her, and I'm trying to wrap my arms around her.
Oh, man.
And get this. My fingers wouldn't touch. My two middle fingers, like, they would not connect. Dang. And so this is while I'm kissing her, in my mind, it's like a red alarm, just... started sounding off, and I'm like, oh. Yeah, right?
You're an asshole.
Damn, no wonder you don't have a girlfriend.
And so I started keeping my distance from her. Like, I stopped being, like, intimate or whatever with her. And so she was kind of, like, feeling it and, like, you know, hey, what's wrong? And then basically ultimately led to a breakup, and it was a really bad breakup because it was over the phone, and I'm talking like it was just nasty. And like,
I mean, you basically told her, it was like, I don't, you're fat, I don't want to be with you. That's like what you told her, dude. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I basically did. And without saying it, of course. And also, by the way, no, here's the funny thing about as a side tangent to that.
Okay.
I guess I don't want to name names on this one, but because it's so wrong, because like I'm pretty sure he would not appreciate, since he's been on the podcast before. But I posted on Facebook, I don't know what to do. That's it. Just the sentence, I don't know what to do. Post. And then this person that was on this podcast replies back, says, harpoon the whale.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
I know who it was.
And then you fuck you. Don't take it. No, it wasn't him.
Go back to his posts and look through.
I got deleted. I deleted it. Like, because this person confronted me about it, and like she, I guess like this is gonna narrow it down completely by saying
okay,
this.
Okay, we'll say it.
But this was at the movie theater. I was dating a coworker at the movie theater, and she was working the box office. And so I'm in there, I'm working projection, like, chilling with her in the box office. She confronts me about it, and she said, harpoon the whale, like, she's like, and then she starts crying, right? And I'm talking about, like, the big fat tears, you know what I mean? Like, the big ones, like,
yeah.
And so she, like, storms out and slams the door to the box office, runs to the restroom and cries. And so I delete the post, of course, in front of her face to let her know that I didn't, like, it's not like that or whatever, that kind of shit. And then, but the funny thing about it, when she came back to the box office after crying, she had a little bit of toilet paper on her face. Oh, and it was like,
that's awful.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
And dude. So after the whole that whole ordeal happened, I was avoiding her, like, in the theater. Like, I'm working a shift, she's working a shift, and I'm not visiting her. I'm not going to go see her. I'm not saying hi. And so she picked up on that. And so she basically, like, throws, like, a temper tantrum and stuff. Like, she calls me on over the radio to go see her at the box office. And so Tintu, I guess he's never been on the show, Tintu is working ticket take. And so I asked Tintu to come inside the box I was with me so I'm not alone with her. And so it was awkward as fuck. I mean, like, the tension, you can cut it with a fucking knife, like a butter knife at that. Like, it was just so fucking thick. And it was really awkward as fuck.
What? That's awful.
It was really awkward as fuck.
I'm just like, I'm just hearing, I'm like, I already know if someone's going to say that. So I'm just like, oh, here it comes.
And so basically I prevented her from, like, I blocked her from, like, saying something out loud because I knew she was trying to talk to me.
You're just like,
it.
You're like, shh.
Let me talk. We it's don't fine. Need to talk. It's like, it's okay.
Oh my god. You're like.
And also didn't help that our inner office romance, what do you want to call it? Like, it wasn't really made public. And so
who is this? You need to tell me.
And so I'll tell you off camera. And so the whole thing happened. I got out of the box office and then Tintu was just left in there with her. And it was just kind of awkward. And so at the closing of that shift, she got super fucking pissed and hulked out. Takes the chair, the wooden the stool chair,
Howard stool.
That, yeah.
Oh my god.
That tall one. We had three of them, and then we're down to two at the time. She takes the chair, like lifts it up, throws it down onto the fucking ground, and starts stomping like all and breaking the chair. Dang. In the box office and everything, it's all caught on the security camera and everything in the box office. God, and she just fucking like rages the fuck out. And
Tipsy,
like,
who was it?
Crazy. She went full on psycho.
Start with this letter.
She went full on. She went no. She went, not, her, was not her. Okay. Not her. She went full on psycho ex girlfriend. And the breakup with her was an amicable one, by the way. Just saying that with her, it was a good one. It was. We're still friends.
Yeah.
Anyways, but with her, the other ex girlfriend. I mean, we're not friends, and she deleted me on Facebook.
I know this person.
No.
Okay.
No, you don't. And so. So she breaks the chair and she's just fucking pissed at me. And then like months go by and stuff like that. She graduates from university and then she invites me to her graduation party. And so she and I have long been broken up or whatever. And I'm dating that person that you're alluding to. And and we just started dating or either we dated or anyways.
Oh.
And so we're at her graduation party. We're playing a game of I've never. You know that thing where you say where I've never.
Never have I ever. Yeah.
Never
never
have I ever.
Oh my god!
And every single time that's it like, was her turn, like when it, well, whenever it 14. it circled back, she said something never have I ever involving me and her, basically trying to figure out what's going on with me. She was trying to targeting me to find out what's going on with him, and so.
Oh my god! That's so.
And so, and then later on in that same party, we're like getting drunk as fuck, and she's giving me a lap dance, and since she's still a big girl, and this is steel chair. There's a steel chair that we're sitting on, and so she's grinding all up on me, right? And I can feel her. I can feel the heat coming off of that fucking skillet. All right.
Oh my god, dude. Jesus. I didn't even want to be on this podcast.
No, that was wrong poor choice of words, I'd admit. Okay.
Oh my god.
So she's grinding really, really hard. Like, I'm talking like, it's like her college friends are there, some coworkers are there, and there's video being taken on a cell phone there. Like, it's all happening. Of course, I don't have any video proof of it, but because I didn't take the video, it was on somebody's cell phone. It must have been, it was lost into the ether. But either which way, so the lap dance is happening or whatever, and then so she's got her weight on me, and then I can feel like I felt this, like, happen.
Oh,
on the chair. Yeah, the chair. On the chair. And so it like I had like about a good 5 second reaction time, but I didn't think anything of it. But then as the lap dance kept happening, the chair just full on breaks and just collapses, dang. And we all fall on the floor in front of everybody.
Oh my god,
that's hilarious!
And so that's the second chair she broke.
Oh my gosh!
And so later on in that same party, we go outside in the backyard, just the two of us in the nighttime, right? And it's a nice little chilly, cold December night. And we go into the go to the side alley, and then we just start making out, and we just start like fucking taking our clothes off and shit, unzipping my pants, and then
there's nothing there.
Huh? Oh my god! Damn! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Little pucker.
Little Kodak.
It was a cold. It was a cold night. Let me just emphasize, it was a cold night.
Oh, okay.
No, but just as shit was starting to, just as we're starting to heat things up in the cold of night, the whole party comes looking for us because it's her party, and it's like, where is she and stuff like that. So they come looking for us, and then they find they basically like find us all right there.
Wait, so what did your
got caught fucking her?
About to.
What did your girlfriend say at the time?
I think that's her fine. And I were already broken up though. That other person. So.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it wasn't like a big deal, because I didn't have to tell her anything. There was no whatever. It was nothing.
But no.
So, but either which way, I just want to emphasize the thing about this person. She was a crazy ex-girlfriend that she just fucking obsessed over me. She fucking like just couldn't handle her emotions and couldn't keep herself in check. And just ultimately, like, there are just little small things that I left out in the story as far as, you know, the things she said, the things she did. It was just very, like, clingy and stalkery and stuff like that. Yeah. That was just, she is, like, the definition of psycho ex-girlfriend. But I also kind of played with her emotions and led her along. I'm going to just admit to her the fact that I kind of did prolong everything just to, like, make everything dramatic.
He's a player, guys.
And that's my story. That's my tale of me being a Don Juan.
I honestly don't even have a story.
you can't. I mean, anybody can. I'm sure you can top it.
No. I mean, I spent this whole time trying to think, and I'm just like, I don't really have a story. I do have a crazy ex-girlfriend, but not really any stories.
What the fuck?
It's weird.
Why is she crazy?
Why? Okay. Well, like, give me an example.
No, I mean, she just used me for, like, my money and my car. So, that's it. That's
she didn't, like, do any backstabbing, conniving shit? Like, this dramatic, like, what the fuck?
I mean, I found out way later on, so it really didn't affect me because I was already over. So, I was just like, It's over now.
Well, that was a boring story.
I told you I wasn't going to have a story.
All right, Christian. Top that.
Yours?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I shouldn't have gone first.
I'm trying to think. I've had several girlfriends.
Okay.
All right. None of them have gone bad, per se, but... but
Tipsy, I'm going to need you to tell a crazy ex-girlfriend story if this has an interesting...
You should just come on. Go ahead and come over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't have one either. So.
God damn it, Israel. Do you have one?
Mine's not that. It's not as good.
God damn.
It's not.
I should have gone last.
Today, this podcast isn't that great. I mean, I'll be honest with you guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna give this a C. It's passing. I think just on my story alone, it's worth the listen.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna fast forward it a little bit. Watching it a
little. All I'm right, going to give you a time code to the beginning and the end of my story and the description. Yeah. Just so that way...
Just watch that part. I mean, my topic sucked. It's whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's not even going to be a breakout. That's how it's just going to be merged into Christians.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
The thumbnail will be Christians.
Hey.
All right. Christian, what do you got?
Well, I guess the craziest thing it was that I had a girlfriend... We were together for like 6 months.
Okay.
But through like we were at the same schools for a while. You know, we were dating. Then she moved, and I guess she thought we were still dating, and I had moved on. You know, because I'd never seen her.
And y'all didn't talk about it?
No, we didn't talk about it or anything. She kind of just left.
That's what you messed up there.
I guess that's my fault, but I moved on. I guess she didn't. Shaking my holes.
Engaged.
She was shaking hers.
Olive oil.
But,
God.
I ended up with somebody else, with her best friend at the time.
Oh.
Because she was still at the same school.
Oh, my gosh.
And, just tell you that. That's it. Everything just kind of went downhill from there. She found out. She blew up.
She blew up?
Yeah, she blew up.
In your face?
Yeah, like, because, like, we she had a party, whatever, invited us. We went. Me and her best friend were together. We went together because I didn't think, like, you know, she was gonna, you know, be still into me or whatever. So we go, and yeah, she, like, it's her party, and she blows up in front of everybody. Like,
oh god, that's
like,
even worse.
At me, and I always,
it's public. That's
yeah. So I was part. Like, oh, gotta get out of here, kind of mentality. It was just really bad. I don't know. That was pretty lame.
That was.
Yeah.
Clemente, I want you to be the greatest storyteller ever that's ever lived. And make up a crazy ex-girlfriend story. On the spot.
I'll just make it short. She tried to stab me, and that was not going to fly with me. No, I really don't have...
You can't even, like, use your imagination?
I can, like, make a combination of things I've heard.
All right, let's go. Go people. For it. Go for it.
Well, what about, like, crazy things that people have done, like, towards us? Like, not just, like, girlfriends alone.
Right? Roll with it.
Like, yeah, okay, go. Like, just go okay. With it. this one girl, like, made, you know, this one girl, like, made this calendar for this other person.
Oh, my God.
Just so, like, and it was, like,
when was
she
this?
Found out his schedule, like, his school schedule. Whoa. That, like, you can only find out with, like, your, like, ID number and all that stuff.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Just so he could see, like, the times that they could have together. And she would, like, wait outside the dorm for, like, him to come home. She was crazy. Yeah, it was real scary. Because I'd come home, I'd be like, oh, like, are you waiting for my roommate? She'd be like, yeah. And I was like, how long have you been out here? And she's like, well, like, he has his 8 a.m. and it was like 11. Like, oh, she had been waiting there. So it's like, she was like, I was going to see him before he left. So she had been there before 8, but I think he was still asleep. Oh, God. Oh, my yeah, I was like, mm-mm. I was like, you got to bail. But that's mine.
Israel, what you got?
Mine, it's not that crazy. It's not even that bad. Well, it kind of hurt my feelings a little bit, but this girl I started dating because she was hot, and the only reason she was dating me is because her other friends were dating people a grade higher, so they were like, oh yeah, we all have we have older boyfriends. And they're like, that's so cool, and that was it, and whatever. And that was it.
So you were the older boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, well, whatever. We went to a pool party, and I got to...
I got to, yeah.
It's so, a cup of field. So I guess it wasn't that much of a waste.
Oh, my God.
And then later she broke up with me because she was like, you know, she moved on. I was just like, okay. And that was it. The end.
No, wait. There was no craziness. There was no, like,
no.
There, bad
no, that's
breakup?
It.
Like,
that's as bad as it gets.
There's no, like, with me. Fucking, like, just backstabbing shit, conniving.
No,
because
no, with me, if it's like something? If you don't want to be my girlfriend anymore, just tell me and I'll be cool with it. Because why would I want to date anyone who doesn't want to date me?
Well, see, that's the thing. I didn't do that to mine. I strung her along. I did not tell her. I didn't tell her. By the way, like, I kept her at bay, trying to keep it, like, here's yeah. Okay, the problem with my
you're
story,
making it
the problem with my story is that we started off as friends, and I didn't want to lose her as a friend, and I did so, and in doing what I did, I broke that bridge. I burned that bridge to hell. So that's why things were as bad as they were, is because I wasn't up front with her the entire time. Yeah. Ever. And then she found out later on, I think she got even more pissed off when she found out later on that I was doing this just for shits and giggles.
She found out?
I think she might have suspected. I think, okay, the person that nudged me along to begin with, you know, I'm, like, super cool with him, right? Uh-huh. He and I were, like, bros. Mm-hmm. So I told him on the side, like, it's like, yeah, I don't really like her, but I just want to string her along. So she's cool with her, and I think he might have told her, and then so she confronted me about it, and I completely denied the fucking shit out of that.
Okay.
Yeah. You go. You never, never, always deny. Never.
No, communication is key to a good relationship.
You know, I wouldn't know.
Lewis has been breaking hearts since the day he was born. Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Tipsy, do you have a crazy ex-girlfriend story that you can tell that's hilarious as fuck? Just in case you didn't hear him on the mic, he says, "I don't love these hoes."
I only had one girlfriend my whole time. Like,
get over here. Just get over here. God damn it.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen of the internet. I'm Luis Machaca. No, what am I saying?
The topic is crazy ex-girlfriend stories.
I can tell you about my ex-boyfriend.
God damn.
And I don't have any ex-girlfriend stories.
Don't you like fucking... Why am I the only person who has a psycho ex-girlfriend story?
Because who has girlfriends these days, man?
God damn.
Oh, my God.
They're expensive.
Oh, my God.
Just go around just plowing through stuff, you know? That's it.
I'm going to out you right now, Tipsy. I'm going to out you in front of the internet. I was one time talking to Tipsy, and, like, he's picking up something from my house, right, because he left something or whatever, and he's in the passenger side of a car. He's just chilling. We're talking. We're, like, for, like, 2 minutes. Like, I'm talking about, like, it's a quick drop-off, pick it up, whatever. Here it is. And so while we're having this quick two-minute conversation, he's on Tinder, and he's swiping right this entire time, talking to me, but just swiping just to get, like, a fucking match.
Yeah.
You're a bitch.
So what I do is I swipe right unconsciously, just then I'll match up with like 20 ugly chicks and just like unmatch them, and then all the hot chicks that I do match up with, I just talk to them. Yep.
You're the worst.
God, it's hot in here.
It is.
Yeah. I'm fucking sweating my nuts off.
All right. Let's do one last topic. Anyone? Clemente, Israel, or Joel? You got some?
I have no clue.
Clemente, I thought you thought of something before. Yeah. Oh, wait. You already went.
Yes.
So that means, Joel, you're up.
Well, I don't know what to do.
God damn it. Let's just call it here. This is the worst. We come back after like a 4 week break, and then this is the worst episode we've ever done.
It was pretty.
Yeah. I'm not.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been another episode of the Musing with Machaca Show. So if you like the video, give us a thumbs up, share us with your friends, and subscribe for more content. And you can all follow all of us on Twitter. Joel is at JoelBBY. Israel is at IsraelDG297, right? Or no?
Yes.
Damn, I got it right.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. Christian is at Mr._ChrisApricot. Hey. Clemente is at Booty underscore Booty. Let's try that again. Booty underscore Flake. I was literally, okay, here's what I was going to do. I was going to say Booty Flake. But then I was going to, the underscore, like, messed me up.
Oh,
and so I was trying to, like, pull back to, that's why boo-boo.
Boo-boo.
booty underscore flake. It's all on screen.
Booty
and
the word underscore flake.
I'm at Chocolaca88. Tipsy's at Tipsy Phillip. And let's see. PSN, Nintendo Network, XBL, Twitch, Chocolaca88. All across the board. Easier to remember. Comment below with suggestions for topics. Reactions to anything that's said. Feedback for the show. And God damn it, I need suggestions for topics because I used to read them all on the show. They were fucking badass topics. I ain't getting no suggestions.
Are you badass topics?
Well, your topic
the show's over.
Your topic is...
All
right, cool. My topic was legit. I just think that... My topic was the girlfriend story. Is that crazy?
Like a crazy girlfriend story?
Crazy ex-girlfriend story. But it was like, I feel like that
See,
was right.
Story would have been the craziest experience with a girl.
Well, that would have been the same thing. Nobody. No,
See, now I would have had plenty for you.
Okay, you know what? We'll do that next. So we'll do that after the restaurant topic. Well, anyways.
See, I would ask you,
for next
your
one.
Penis on hot.
God damn it, why the fuck did you name and drop? I'm gonna bleep the shit out of that. Let me see, it was like 48 minutes to censor that shit.
Did she watch your show?
No, she deleted me on everything.
Then she's not.
She's mad cool, man.
Damn it again. Alright. Anyways, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, internet, for making this a part of your day. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, audience, for making this part of your day. Thank you very much, panel, for doing the show. I'm your host, Lewis, signing out. Bye.
first HD video. Good God, Eric. It's like you're in HD. But anyways, show me the shirt that you got that I got you just now.
Oh.
On this one, did it throw your sentry?
It's a shirt. It says chick. Bang it. Yes.
Let's reenact it.
Here you go. I'm on HD right now.
HD?
I'm in HD, yeah. This is HD was made for me.
Here, you're sexy with the HD.
Hold. We gotta reenact this. Eric!
I'm getting raped.
No, I got raped. I got a story to tell.
I'm getting raped.
I'm getting raped.
And then he like touches.
I got a story to tell. I got raped at the party. Remember that girl I was talking about?
Oh yes, here we go.
Oh God, it was bad. I gotta tell this to the camera.
Sit down. Sit down and tell us.
Here, I'll hold it. I'll hold the camera. You tell your story and we'll upload it to you.
Well, I mean, I gotta sit down, so this is a little bit too much.
Is it a hell of a story?
Santa has been a naughty boy.
Alright, so check this out. It all started with her. Okay, it was her graduation party. She got her master's degree. So I got invited to her party. We all went from people from work. I was there, and next thing you know, she just starts getting all tipsy and all that stuff. And then we were playing the game I never.
Oh, that's a fun game.
Yeah, and then every single statement was directed towards me. She was trying to find out about all things about me the entire time.
So she knew you're a good person?
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyways, so next thing you know, she's like, you know, feeding all her friends like grapes. And then the next thing you know, it's my turn. And so she feeds a grape. And next thing you know, she's like, you know what? I'm going to give him a lap dance. So she gives me a lap dance. And then it was going crazy. And it's on a cell phone video. And I still don't have it. It's only one person got it. So she was giving me a lap dance. And next thing you know, she just starts sucking face with me. So it was pretty bad. Like, I was trying to everybody in the party.
I'm sure you tased her.
So we're making out. And then she was just giving me a lap dance really, really hard. Like, so hard that we broke the chair that I was sitting on.
I believe that.
Was she dry humping you? Is that what it
was? Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Because
like literally, her JJ was like rubbing up and all up and down my leg right here on this right leg, and it was fucking warm as hell. I'm like, damn.
Dude, your eyes, his mother's here.
He is.
Holy crap. Oh my God. Well, she doesn't understand.
No.
She wouldn't understand that at all. Right?
Okay, so warm.
I was like, damn.
So was your pet leg a little wet?
Yeah. It was, okay, next thing you know, after that.
I think that was sweat.
After that, like, she just grabs me by the hand and she wasn't taking it to the back, to the backyard. She grabbed me by the hand, she dragged me out, and then.
I'm sure it was the hand.
We get to the backyard, and then next thing you know, man, she just, without even starting to talk, we just started. And she was like, no. We could just continue making out, like pretty passionately. And then next thing you know, she's like fucking.
She unzips her pants with like.
She undoes her shirt like that, so just titties popping like right there. And while making out with me, like she was like reaching down and undoing my belt and my pants and zipper, everything. Like, wham!
Y'all gonna leave any time soon?
Soonish, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Unless y'all wanna stay for the rosary.
Oh.
But anyways.
Good time you had.
We the whole party caught us making out like that. I had to pull my pants up and zip my zipper and everything.
Did she like?
No, she tried to give me a hand job.
She tried.
No success.
Unsuccessful.
Well, I mean, I was keeping her away. Like, I was pushing her hand away from it. Until finally I let it happen.
let her put the hand on the sausage.
So, I mean, good God, it was just bad.
I see. So
I got raped.
Have you talked to her?
Nah, yeah, but we haven't talked about it.
Okay, you said
that. They only talk about me calling her a whale.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She got
called her a whale
on Facebook. On Facebook.
On Facebook.
I said I have a decision to make. It was concerning the party about whether or not some like have sex with her or whatever. And then he says harpoon the whale.
And almost harpooned the whale.
She reads it and gets mad at me. And then just it was during a shift at box office. And she was working box office. She was so upset that she cried. She like left the she left box office and went to go cry in the restroom.
And I'm like,
and then on the top of that, I told Eric to apologize, and he says no. And And then
I have no reason to apologize.
I don't know. And apparently everyone at work, a lot of people at work know about it, and then everyone hates you at work now.
He doesn't even work with them.
Yeah,
I know, but they're like, especially David and Stephanie, I'm trying to like, I want my friends to be friends with my friends.
Be greaser.
Oh, what are you talking about? He's gotten closer to a girl than you have.
True.
Even if it is a whale.
That's just me.
So
whatever happened to her? Did you ever?
Oh, that was.